world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
The world's on fire. The culture is disintegrating. Hey, pass the salt. I was listening to that as we went live here this morning. I think that I had that little montage, that little opening put together by a guy named Ron. Back in 2002, I think. So back in 2002, the world was on fire. The culture is disintegrating. Hey, pass the salt. Well, that'd be 21 years. And man, is the culture ever disintegrating? And we have to understand that the culture is nothing more than a reflection of society. We have it backwards, right? We think society reflects culture. No. Culture dictates society. Just look around. I was pondering this morning as I got up. Michelle and I got to see our grandbaby yesterday. Beautiful little girl. Wow. I was pondering as I got up this morning. You know, I always do a lot of show prep. I got a lot of show prep for us today. I look at a lot of different things as going, and I ask myself this: if the rapture were to come and the American church were to disappear, would the culture change at all? Would there be anything different about the culture? Now, look, I'm not talking about taking the Holy Spirit out. I understand that. But you think about where you live. If the largest church in your town suddenly was gone, would there be anything different in your town?
Wow.
How about if the largest bar in your town closed down? Would there be a change? Yeah, there'd be a change, wouldn't there? Huh? If the largest bar shut down, see, right over the hill from Michelle and I, there are two bars. There's Papa Booze, and they keep changing the name of that other one. Waterfront. Music blaring all night long. Our entire culture would change if there was a demonic rapture and those things were gone. They would. But I can tell you this. I get in my car and I drive down the road. I don't know how many churches I'll pass. And America would not change one bit if those churches would go. Somebody prove me wrong. Somebody prove me wrong. Because the salt has lost his savor. Now, I hear you. Say, Coach, doggone, I don't need to hear this stuff on Monday. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because you heard it last Monday and it's still the same. It continues to degenerate. Excuse me. Oh, I got some stuff I got to talk about before I get rolling good. I got behavior, Coach. Silver's got to – I'll get into it. I promise you. You don't want to miss today. Silver, Joe Silver, give, sin, go. Do you have that? There it is. It's up on the screen. This put together by Craig. Silver's home. And, I haven't spoken with Silver. I haven't tried. I just kind of left him alone. I don't know if any others have out there. But we're trying to raise $1,200 a month. Excuse me. We've raised $758. We're trying to get to $1,200 a month for Silver, just for, you know, they have expenses coming home and we don't know exactly what's going on. And so if you guys want to go there and give to Silver, we sure would appreciate it. And Joe's fighting his way back into therapy and different stuff like that. Craig, you have any other update on that other than that? Like I said, I don't call him and bother him. I don't know.
No, he's in a rehab facility right now.
Okay, I mean, good.
Getting the appropriate, type good care for that.
I noticed his daughter was in here the other day in the queue, and I didn't want to call on her and whatever. So there you continue to help Silver if you can. I ask you to do that. Portman newsletter, real quickly, Spencer. I don't know if I gave you a heads up on that, because this is a good newsletter, because it was it's actually better than our website. Thanks. Vinny called Silver yesterday, said he sounds good. Thanks, Vinny. Thanks. Good. Okay. So look, here's our newsletter I sent out. Whoa, see if you can find that episode. Oh my goodness. Maybe I should send you my, it's in Friday's show. I think it was in Friday's show, Spencer. If you can go there real quick. Because I haven't done a whole lot of talking about events that are coming up. And I mean, in the show links, if you want to go to the show links for Friday, if you save those, I'll give him a second. Because we got a lot of good stuff going on. And I just want all of you to be aware of it. And those who can join us can join us. Is it no doubt? No. Anyway, I'll get it up there tomorrow, okay? I didn't send it to you this morning, Spence, because I thought you had it. Somebody, Luann, talk for a minute. Go ahead. Somebody's got their hand up. Let me find it real quick, because I want to do this while I'm thinking of it, okay? Go ahead. Somebody,
sorry, come on. Hand gets stuck. Go ahead, next. My hand got stuck.
Okay, her hand's stuck. There it is. Spencer found it. So here's on the newsletter, and I put on there the things we got going on. Here's what's coming up. Calling all men. This is March 4th. Down in Dayton, Ohio, down Neil Peterson's church, although Neil's not putting it on. Neil's simply offering his church for us to be able to come. And Martin's working hard on all that. Calling all men March 4th. Some of you guys in Columbus, if you want a carpool down there, just to encourage those guys, I'd love to be able to pull that off. That's Saturday morning on March 4th. Then on the 24th and 25th, we have the Kentucky Huddle, Mega and Legal Truth with Sherry Tenpenny, Tom Renz, Carrie Mate. It's going to be really, really good. March 24, 25. We're charging, I don't care, $37, something like that. Got to pay a lot of expenses, all that. Spiritual Warfare Conference. Tom Dunn's having that. The Spiritual Warfare Conference, March 31st, April 4th. Folks, this stuff is all on our website, but I'm just trying to make it really easy for you to see exactly what's going on. And then the Wisconsin Christian News Conference, the great Pushback, April 14th and 15th, and you see John Dislin, Shram Hadian, Mike Spalding, Alex Newman, Coach David. That'll be good as well. So these things are kind of regional, different places. Some of you might be able to get there. And I always say the same thing: you want to come because you're gonna meet some good folks. That's at the heart of it for me, is the fellowship that you have. And then I'm stuck at the bottom of this. Remember, if you were giving us a monthly donation, recurring monthly donation, that thing stopped. It didn't happen anymore. So if you check your credit card, say, man, I thought I was giving Coach, you know, $20 on, and this hasn't been going through since at least last September. So there's a notification of that. So just kind of catching you all up to date there. Go to our website. That stuff's all there. Lisa Pugh, I saw that, Rob. Lisa, Rob Pugh's wife's having surgery. When is that, right? This week, right?
Yes, Wednesday. Wednesday, so keep her in prayer.
Well, Myra's going to pray for her right now. Myra's going to pray for her right now. Go ahead, Myra. Pray for Lisa Pugh. Pray for Silver. Others out there. Mark Mattingly. We need to get just...
okay.
Listen, as Myra prays, those of you who are praying with us, just mention their name. Just mention Mark's name and Silver's name and Lisa Pugh's name. Go ahead, Myra. Lord,
thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us together. You have said it is finished. And all things work good for those who are in Christ Jesus. We bring our brothers and sisters to our remembrance, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, because we know that you're already working on them and doing wonderful work, Lord. Lisa Hugh, Mark, and Joe Silver, and many others, Lord. Anybody listening, anybody in the queue that has issues with mental health, finances, family members, we pray the blood of Lord Jesus Christ over all of you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know what, look, I'll never forget, somebody told me, I was a young guy, heard this one. To have what you've never had, you're going to have to do what you've never done. I'm going to say that again. To have what you've never had, you're going to have to do what you've never done. And I believe there are some of you who are sitting out there with an anointing. And that anointing is not just going to come forth if you continue in the same pattern of your life. To have something you've never had, you're going to have to do something that you've never done. And I would just encourage you out there to become more at this time in this place become more and more effectual and fervent in what it is that the Lord would have you to do. You know, we look everywhere. As most of you know, I don't get into end time stuff. I mean, I couldn't care less. I'm just telling you the truth. I couldn't care less whether it's the end time or not. I'm 70 years old. How long do I have? 10 years? Would I be happy with 10 years? Do I have 15 years? Do I have 1 year? Hell, I don't know. Tomorrow's promised to no man. But I can tell you this. I look at, but this one kind of heading this morning. I look across the culture of America, and as I said, if they closed down every church in your town, would it really make a difference? Would it really, really make a difference? And how do we get to the point that we're in right now where the church has become so ineffective and so ineffectual? Well, I got some stuff I'm going to pop on you today. And as you know, every time you see, look, friends, look. Everything's fake. I'm just telling you, everything is fake. Everything is fake. And I was watching, I had a little thing from the, was it the Emmys? I saw a little clip from the Emmys this morning, and then they were doing interviews with Will Smith. And just make sure, I don't know, maybe you know this or not. Do you know that Will Smith, or pick whoever your favorite movie star is, do you know that they are called, are you ready? Are you sitting down? Do you know they're called actors? Do you know they act? Do you understand when you see Tom Cruise in Top Gun, he's acting? Do you understand he's not really in a plane flying, shooting people down? You understand that's acting? You understand that that's not real? Do you understand Oprah Winfrey is acting? Do you understand Whoopi Goldberg is acting? Do you understand Joe Biden is acting? Do you understand it, folks? Do you really come to the realization to understand that the world in which we are in is being run and controlled by those who act? They act. And if we're not careful, we fall in that pattern where we act, meaning fake, fake. Now, the book of Acts tells us to go do things. Hey, Clay, I'm an actor, okay? I'm not a fake actor. I'm not an on-TV actor. I'm an actor. Jeff Klein is an actor. Ray LeBlanc is an actor. He actually goes and does something. Craig is an actor. Steve Deck is an actor. You understand? But see, we're being controlled by fake actors who people are put into fake situations, and they read a script. Wait a minute. Not only do they read a script, they practice it. And they do it over and over and over again. And they film it, and then they cut it, and then they film it, and then they cut it, and then they film it, and then they cut it. And they put sounds in it, they put light into it, and then they put it on the screen, and then you idolize them. LeBron James. Does anybody think LeBron James has any idea what's going on in the world? Do you think he has any concept of where you live your life? And think of the influence that LeBron James has on the youth of America. Think of it. Just think of it. Patrick Mahomes. You say, who? Patrick Mahomes, a quarterback in the Super Bowl. What is it that Patrick Mahomes does? Why, he runs plays for a living. And he's really, really good at running plays. And because he's good at running plays, he gets elevated into our culture where they pay him now to make commercials to tell you how good Pepsi is. And you buy Pepsi because Patrick Mahomes runs plays really well, and you want to be like Patrick Mahomes. And so we look across society, and nothing is real. Nothing's real. All right. Hey, friends. There are actors in Washington, D.C. They're playing a role. They're playing a role. And Merrick Garland is playing the role of Attorney General. He really has no authority at all. He really doesn't. But he's playing a role, and it's like we're so used to watching movies and watching films that we think, boy, he really is in control. And he isn't in control. He isn't in control. And we sit here in America, and we watch them take a hot air balloon, and they float it clear across our country. And they tell us it's the spies, the Chinese spy. Is it? Or is it another scene in a fake movie that's going on? And if it was really the Chinese spies and the Chinese are really our enemy, they wouldn't have let that thing go clear across the country, would they, before they shot it down? They wouldn't have done that, would they? With everything going on, maybe they're running out of Russia as the enemy. Maybe we need to make China the enemy now. Maybe it's Act Three. Maybe we're in Act Three of this thing that's going on that we call America. And somewhere in the midst of all of this, we have lost reality. We have lost America. Nobody cares what I say. They want to listen to Joel Osteen because he's acting a different role than what I'm acting. And they turn on Joel Osteen because he's like a comedy show. You remember how when we were kids and there were only three channels, ABC, and they would have police shows, and then they would have family shows, and they were all just acting, making us think it was reality. And now they're doing the same thing to us in the media and everywhere we look. And hey, it's QAnon. They're coming. The good guys are in charge. It's just a big act, a big play that's going on in front of us. And they direct us. And that's the heart of what I try to do here. It's the heart of it, okay? It's the heart of it. I'm going to show you something. I said to myself as I was coming down the stairs of my multi-million dollar studio this morning, I said, Lord, do you really want me to go there? Lord, do I really? Oh, Lord, don't make me do that. And he's making me do it. Because, folks, there's a lot of acting going on. There's a lot of acting going on in Christianity. A lot of people reading their lines, if you know what I'm talking about. Somebody give me a thumbs up so I know I got one fan. Somebody egg me on and say, keep going, coach, keep going. Otherwise, hey, listen.
Keep going, coach.
Hey, some happy slappy talking. I can tell you some stuff that will make you feel good if you want me to.
Keep going.
Thanks for that. Hey, that was a new one. Thanks, man. Okay, so look, I got, Lord, do I have to do that? Yeah, I'll do it. Okay. Let me understand this. Let me help you understand this. Let's cut through all the fakeness. And let's go back to the very, very beginning. And it's in Genesis 4. I think it's Genesis 4. When, I could be wrong. I could have the rod. My brain's going a million miles an hour. When the Lord said that, and Adam knew his Eve. Yeah, there it is. Keep going. Adam and Eve fell. Eve ate the apple. Adam kept his mouth shut and let her do it. And they fell. And God comes into the scene, he's upset, and he says, okay, I'm going to put enmity between, said to the serpent. He said, man, you're going to crawl on your belly, you're going to eat dust. Dust, by the way, that's men. You bet you put that together, didn't you? You're going to eat the dust. Dust, men are dust, right? He said, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and her seed, see the serpent, see the woman. Thank you. And I'll put an enmity. Where is that? So I'll remember that next time. Is that 4:15? I thank you. 3:15, and I will put enmity. Hang on. Quickly, go to enmity, Mr. Webster. Go to Mr. Webster. Enmity. Look! The Lord put the enmity. The Lord didn't put love. He didn't put, why can't we all just get along? No. He put enmity. He did. The Lord did. He put enmity between seed of the serpent. The quality of being an enemy. The opposite of friendship. Friendship of the world. No. The quality of being an enemy. The opposite of friendship. Ill will. Hatred. Unfriendly dispositions. The carnal mind is enmity against God. So we see that the natural man, the seed of the serpent, is at war against the seed of the woman. You see it? Who's the seed of the woman? It's Christ, and who was the firstborn of many brethren, were his brother. I got that revelation. I really got that revelation on Friday. Jesus Christ isn't just my Lord, my King. He's my brother. He's the firstborn of many brethren. I'm his brother. We're in the same family. We're in the same family line, me and my brother. Hey, I don't know if you know this or not. I got adopted. I used to be on the devil's team. I didn't know it. I was just born on his team because nobody chooses where they're born. And I was born on his team. And all of a sudden, my mind got enlightened and I got born again and adopted out of the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom of his dear son. Isn't that cool? Huh? But he put enmity between those two seeds.
Boom.
Right? He put enmity. And what does it say between the eye seed and his seed? And that shall bruise your, this is going to bruise you. He's going to just bruise you. You're going to bruise your heel. You're going to crush him, right? You're going to crush that thing. But we, no more. Why? Because even our churches are acting. We're acting. Except we're not acting. We're watching a play in front of us. And we think, I'm sorry, it's all over me. We think we're at the end of the movie. We think we're at the, we've been at a theater. I've been in this theater for 70 years, and I think the credits are getting ready to play. They're going to, credits going to roll down, the movie will be over, and I'll go home, take a nap. That's what we think's going on. Now, that could be true. The end of the world could be, that could be, but nobody here knows it. So I'm reading the signs. Yeah, but I've been to a movie before where I thought it was going to be over about four different times. It just kept going on. Anybody else have gone to a movie thinking you're coming to the climax and actually know something happens, you go a different direction? Well, there's nothing in front of us. I'm telling you. Hey, friends, the goal of the enemy, don't ever forget this, is the destruction of the seed. I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. The battle, no matter how it is manipulated, no matter how it appears, is ultimately the seed of the serpent wants to destroy the seed of the woman. Somebody give me a thumbs up, say amen. Okay, coach, I got that. It's not Republican, it's not Democrat, it ain't any of that thing. At the end of the day, the devil knows, the devil's team knows that there's a soon coming conquering king, and he's going to set up his kingdom here. The devil knows that's coming, see. And so he's doing all the tricks and all the halfback passes and reverses and all the trick plays that they have. He's playing them all right now. He's playing them all right now, right in front of us. And we're not smart enough. The church isn't smart enough to understand the deception. The devil says, if I could just get him to focus on this, just on this, I'll get them way off track. If we can, I can get the blacks and the whites to be against each other, man, we'll have them. And I tell you what else, if I can just get the Republicans and the Democrats, the Christian Republicans and the Christian Democrats, if I can just get them fighting with each other, man, we'll have this thing all cooked up. This will be great. And we've all lost sight of the fact that the seed of the serpent wants to destroy the seed of the man, the seed of the woman. We are in the midst right now, Dr. Paul, of a depopulation agenda. Would anybody out there disagree with me? Would anybody? We are seeing right now, they've told us they were going to do it. They wrote it on the Georgia Guidestones. They told us what? That they are in the, they're out to destroy a seed. Now look, hey. Not just any seed. Now they don't really care if some of their own guys get killed. They feel bad about that. By the way, they want to get rid of the old seeds because the old seeds are the ones who are sucking all the finances out. Come on, so say amen, right? It's all those old people that are dying off. And they want all those old people to die off because they don't have to pay them Social Security, they don't have to pay Medicare, Medicaid, not to take care of them in nursing homes. We can just kill off all those old people then. But now, hey, we said, listen, we got them taking that pill. We're going to kill off all the old people. That's good. Now let's go after those babies. Let's put injections into women so that they can't reproduce. Yeah, that's the ticket. Because if we can get them to not be able to reproduce, especially those Christian women, if we can just trick those Christian women into taking that jab and messing up their, oh yeah, that'll really mess up their seed if we can just get that to happen. Am I tracking with me here?
Boom.
So we're in the midst of a depopulation agenda, and we don't understand it, see? We don't understand it. We you walk into your church on Sunday and you are hearing stuff in your church that ain't got nothing to do with what's going on around us. Somebody say amen. I need to encourage
you. Amen.
Amen.
You're hearing Christian stuff, but it ain't got nothing to do with what's going on. And you're not being equipped to do anything at all. And the devil's sitting around laughing because he's got you acting. We're acting like Christians.
Amen.
We're playing the role. Oh, we're doing this, and we're taking care of the needy, and we're visiting the nursing homes, and we're loving the homosexual. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got us doing all that stuff. See, but he doesn't have us doing anything that has to do with the battle between the seed and the serpent and the seed of the woman. We've got nothing to do with it. And so they're putting it right on TV, right in front of us. Right in front of us. Can somebody tell me right now? I'll give you $30. Clay will give you $30 if you can tell me one Christ-centered show, even remotely Christ-centered show on any media anywhere. I'll wait.
Only one I know of is The Chosen, but that's
Chosen.
Angel Studios.
No. They're not. That's not on regular TV. They're not promoting that. Remember, Fathers Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver, where they taught morals and all. Is there anyone out there like that anywhere that you? I don't watch TV. I'm just asking. Any at all, anywhere?
Don't even bother, Coach. Don't bother holding your breath because you would just choke.
No, there isn't anything out there, right? Right, right. Is the church demanding that it be out there? No. I'm going to make you mad. Lord, I had to do this. Okay, I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it. I love y'all. Everything's fake. Distract. Get you off target. Don't preach the gospel. Oh, man, I heard a video yesterday from Eric Metaxas. I'm going to try to get that in the chat. You guys got to hear that because he's singing my song, our song. Duck Dynasty tried. Good one, Ray. They did. They ran their ass off. Sorry. They ran them out of there. Couldn't have that going on, right? The Emmys last night. Whatever that thing was, they had a satanic show at halftime because the devil's brazen. He's right out in front, right? He is. Yeah. You know, we ain't going to do anything about it. So I want you to play. I'm sorry. So here are our group. This is 1 minute and 30 seconds. And I'm going to show you what our leaders are telling us the problem in the world is. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Hey, listen, when this is over, let's still be friends, all right? Let's still be friends, because I'm not saying this. I'm just playing it. If I were to list the problems in the world, I don't know. I think abortion would be number one, just because, again, it impacts the seed. I think sexual sins, homosexuality, transgender, I think that that's all created to again, depopulate, to change people away from being created in the image of God. I think those two things are pretty near. Divorce. I mean, we don't even keep our word anymore. I mean, there's a lot of ways that we can go. And with all these problems going on, are you guys ready for the solution? Huh? When this video is over, you're going to be so glad, because here's the real problem. Go ahead and play this.
It's number one for us to vote, and then number two, the issues that we are voting on. And today, we're going to talk about Israel, and we'll talk about national security. But let me read these two scriptures, and then we'll jump off from there. In Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people of the earth will be blessed through you, talking about Israel. And then in Zechariah 2:8, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, after his glory had sent me his messenger to the nations who plundered you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. So we see right away how important it is that we as a nation support Israel, and how in administrations in the past, there has not been support for Israel. We must vote for politicians who stand for Israel. Is that the truth?
Amen.
Psalm 122:6.
Okay.
Yeah. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee.
Ah.
Hang on a minute. Is that the only thing the Bible says to pray for? Is that the only thing? Go ahead.
No other nation mentioned where every individual that's ever lived has a relationship with Israel for blessing or cursing. But yes. So too, when we read Matthew 25, every nation also has a relationship with Israel, because Matthew 25 says all nations will be called to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and there Jesus will be on his throne, and he separates the nations, the people, but the nations for the sheep and the goat. And on what basis? How they treated Zion. Our nation has been blessed because we have blessed Israel, but as we as a nation turn against Israel, then we receive repercussions negatively.
Oh, so listen, we can murder babies. We can teach kids transgenderism. We can have a government that lies and steals and cheats. We can have a church that isn't even preaching the gospel. But the problem is we've abandoned Israel. I don't even know what to say. This is serious. These are serious people here. These are serious people. That's what's the historian right there? What's his name sitting right there beside? He doesn't get a chance to weigh in here. Right now, the question is, and I'm not going to get into it. What's that?
David Barton.
I'm not going to get into it today. Well, I may. I don't mean to, but I'm going to ask you this. Somebody help me out here. Who's Israel? Is this the same Israel that there was back in Genesis? The same Israel? What?
Right.
Hey. They're all actors.
Boom.
They're all actors. Why is Michelle Bachman on that show? Because she's going to read her lines correctly. Why is David Barton on there? Because he's rehearsed his part. He knows what he's supposed to do, right? Right? Now, see, all of you out there getting ready right now, I feel it. Call me a Jew hater, whatever you want to. I said, there's something wrong with you if your mind would even work that way. There's something wrong with you. You have been programmed to think that the problem that we have in America today is because we've turned our back on Israel? Who has? By the way, I'm not sure if there's a more wicked government in the world than America.
Amen.
We're under a delusion here. We're in a delusion that we're good. And yada. Oh, I got so much I want to share with you. If I go here, Chad will say, no, coach, keep going. Okay, I'm going to keep going a minute. Because I want to give you this. Pull up Zionism. Now, I'm not going to take time going down through this, and I don't want to start a fight. I want you to do your own research, okay? This is called ChristianZionism.org, and it's a good website that you guys can study out what's going on. And what is Zionism? Christian Zionism merges theology and politics. Christian Zionism merges theology and politics. It teaches that the secular state of Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Christian Zionism believes that this fulfillment of biblical prophecy began when European Jews started moving to Palestine in the 1800s and continued as Israel became a nation in 1948. Christian Zionists believe that modern Israel is a continuation of biblical Israel and therefore should enjoy special privileges. They declare that it is the responsibility of Christians to support the state of Israel and its policies. Okay, now, I'm not going to read to you any more than that, but if you get on this website, put it in chat for us, Spence. And if you go down there a little bit, there's all kinds of questions that you can read. You just read it, right? Because, look, when I got saved, and back in 1988, when I got saved, and all of a sudden, I was thrust in the midst of Israel in the church that I was in. I didn't know any better. They pumped that down my throat, so I couldn't even really swallow putting it down my throat. And then I saw a different perspective. So, whoa, what? There's a different perspective on it? So I want to put this website for you. Scroll down a little bit, Spencer, so you do your own research. I'm not here to bash you. Biblical questions. Who owns the Holy Land? Has the church replaced Israel? Who are God's chosen people today? Then there's some theological questions that are answered on this. What is replacement theology? Was Jesus a Zionist? Did modern Israel inherit the promises made to Abraham? And then there are political questions. Is there an Israel occupation of Palestine land? Why do some refer to the West Bank and Gaza as disputed territory? What about the special plight of children living under occupation? And it gives you some answers. And then you got to take it to the Lord and ask the Lord, if you guys have any idea how wicked, wicked, deeply wicked Tel Aviv is? Have any idea? Pornography, how wicked that place is, right? Much like the United States of America, much like Washington, D.C., right? Because why? We are a seized operation. And we're seeing people merely playing a role for whatever. Oh, Lord. I think we should support Israel. But I think we should support them because they're a democracy in the middle of the Middle East. That's the only reason I think we should. I don't think our entire foreign policy should be centered around. Does anybody think our entire foreign policy should be centered around Israel? But it is. But it isn't really around Israel, is it? It's around oil. They're just telling you it's Israel. It's around oil. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we can go in there and beat everybody up in the Middle East and say it's not Israel. But they're just acting because it's about oil and money. Oh, you won't get this anyplace else, man. This is so good. This is so good. Listen, I'm gonna open it up here in a second. But before I do, I wanna go to perilous times. Pull that up there for me. Perilous times. This know also the last days perilous times shall come. Okay, a couple questions we ought to ask ourselves there. When are the last days? Because perilous times are coming. When are we in the last days? Did perilous time? I'm gonna read how you'll know we're in perilous times, and I want you to ask yourself if this just showed up. Or has this really been kind of the nature of man in general? Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Wow, I've been around a while. That's kind of the nature of man, isn't it? Unrepentant, unregenerated man, that's how you'd know them. They're without natural affection. They're truce breakers, they're false accusers, they're incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, they're traitors and heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Wow, we must be in the end times. I see all these things. No, this is the nature of man. And they'll have a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof, so stay away from those folks. For this is the sort that's creeping into houses, lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, and get them to give a lot of money to them. And they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're ever learning, but they're not learning the truth. They're ever learning and studying, but they're not learning the truth. Anybody picking this up with me? Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. They resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, that they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be made manifest unto all men. We're going to see it, and we're going to recognize it. We're going to see what's going on. Oh, this ain't going to go on much longer. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yeah, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil man and seducer shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived and playing roles. But continue thou in the things which you've learned and has been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. And all scriptures given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions and for instructions in righteousness, instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now watch. He says that's going to get worse, man. Nature of man's going to make it get worse. Then watch what he tells you to do. Next chapter. Click over next chapter, Spence. I charge you, therefore, because of all this mess I just told you about. Hey, boys and girls, I charge you, therefore, before God and Lord Jesus Christ, you shall judge the quick and dead appearing and his kingdom. There's that word again. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering doctrine, for the time's going to come when they're not going to endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away the ears from truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. Folks, we are supposed to be doubling down as the evil doubles down. And we're praying to get out of it. Pray for Israel. It's a great, great deception. I'm sorry. Look, I'm not a theologian. I'm not a theologian. I'm going to tell you this. I think we have it backwards. If America sinks, Israel's done. I'm going to say it again. If America sinks, Israel's done. See, America isn't sinking because we're not blessing Israel. America is sinking because we're not reproving, rebuking, exhorting with all long-suffering and doctrine. Hey, we're not making more proof of our ministry. We get this whole thing backwards, in my not so humble opinion. Right? Okay. I had to get that out. Because Paul just told us about the nature of man. Perilous times will come because why? Men shall be lovers of their own self, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, out natural, unholy. He said, "This is you leave man without the Lord, that's what you're going to get." That's what he said. Right? He says, "I'm going to send you into that battle and you clean up that mess. And you stand up publicly and you say that homosex is a sin. And you stand up and you call out the people who are lying and cheating. You call them out. And you better know this. It's going to be tough for you. You have to endure afflictions and hardships. But that's what I've called you to do. For the 70-some years that you're here on this earth, your job is to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. That's your job. But we're watching the scoreboard. We think the game's about over. And maybe we can get out of here without having to make any tackles at all. Maybe I can make it to heaven and I never had to make a block. I never had to make a tackle. I just get to be on the sidelines and be part of the team. We're sick, man. We're sick. Come on in, Clint. Clint and George.
Hey, Coach. I may get some people mad at me on this one, but it's just scripture. Sure. Jeremiah 3:8 says, "And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and give her a bill of divorce." How about that one?
Well, that's Clint, that's some anti-Semite put that in there, I guess.
I guess so, Coach. But you know, and then Romans tells us that we, the church, are grafted in as sons and daughters. I mean, but
that's what I said, Clint. That's why I got mad when they talked about Jonathan Cahn being a Messianic Jew. Like, he's different than a Messianic Catholic.
Yeah.
A Messianic Muslim, Melungeon, a Messianic hillbilly. We've got this mindset, folks. Hey, let me ask you something. Oh, Lord, thanks. Who wrote that script?
Good point.
Who wrote that script? And isn't it amazing? The ones that make it to the top of the American government all follow that script.
Yes.
Wow. George, come on in.
Coach, you're exactly right. Nothing is as it seems. It is all Jesuit theater. Netanyahu, a 33rd degree Mason. All of them 33rd degree Masons. I found out. Thing is, there's who is... with Ignatius Loyola, who is Adolfo Nicholas, all Jesuit theater, all Mason, all of our presidents, Mason, Washington, D.C., 13, Pentagon, all Satan.
They are of their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. Question? Just curious. Let me ask this question. Not trying to make anybody mad, but I don't really care. Can you be a Jesuit and a Christian?
No.
Folks, can somebody out there defend that for me? That a Jesuit could be a Christian? Well, if you say that, it's because you don't understand Jesuit.
It's a Messianic Jesuit, Coach. Come on.
Oh, do you get it? Do you get it? Do you see what's going on? You see the script and how everybody's playing along with the script? Ah, and so because things are getting a little bit messy and some of us are awake and we're not taking that jab, why they send a big old balloon over us and let that balloon go all across. Oh, watch out for those Chinese. Watch out for those Chinese. We'll shoot it down over Myrtle Beach.
It's all theater, Dave, right, Coach? All theater, right?
I'm asking. I'm just asking, right? And is any of this theater that's going on around you and they tax you and tax you and tax you and tax you, tax you and tax you, have anything to do with you? Has nothing to do with you. Not a thing. Not a thing. And look, they don't even need your taxes. They just print money. Money is fake. I'm sorry if you don't get it yet. It's all fake. It's all fake currency. There's nothing backing the dollar, but they use the dollar to keep you in bondage because you think you need them to be able to live.
Coach, our income taxes go to pay the bondsman anyway. The bond market's 10 times greater than the stock market, so the bondsman get our taxpayer dollars. Bottom line.
Come on, man, wake up here and understand where we are. So then we ask ourselves, well, what do we do? What do we do? Well, first of it is, somebody said, I never thought of this. Here's what I'm doing. My wife and I, boy, this is coming out of nowhere. Hang in with me. Do you know, did you guys know this? I mean, you didn't, but I want you to think about this. Every one of you out there that use a credit card, who makes money off your credit Well, you buy the you buy from the vendor. So I go buy a hot dog at McDonald's and I use a credit card. Well, McDonald's makes it, but did you know that the bank makes 6%? They get 3% from McDonald's and they get 3% from me. Do you guys know that? Did you know that on every credit card charge, the bank gets 6%? Now, who's the bank? Well, we can get into that one because you couldn't take it, right? So after they give you $50, but it only buys $44 worth because 6% goes. And then you take that $44 and you go and you charge it again. And then they take $6 off of it again. And now it's not $44, now it's $38. Then you take it and you go charge it again. And now it's not $38 because they took $6 off of both, six off of each end. Now it's $32, although my math is a little bit off, right? You get it? You get what's going on? So I'm going to start, one of the best ways to fight back is a cash only Friday. I'm going to start doing that every Friday. I'm only buying things with cash. Because the banks get nothing if you buy it with cash. They don't get anything. Yeah, are you guys picking up? Think at the end of the month, look at your credit card, whatever your credit card is. Let's say you paid you spent $1,000. That would be $60 you gave to the bank. You get that? Not interest. Not interest. They get 6% of everything. They get it.
Just because,
right? So my wife and I told her last night, we're going to go cash only Friday. Because when I pay with cash, it's worth $50. I give them the bank, they get it. I get it, $50. I'm paying all of my bills because that's one of the ways. Oh, I'm all over the place today. That's how we starve this beast, see? What are they trying to do? Come on, wake up. How many of you, if you have good credit, how many of you 3 days a week get credit card offers? How many of you do? Huh? Well, of course they want you to use their credit card. They get 6% of it. Everything you buy, they get 6% of it, right? Meanwhile, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Come on in, Paul.
I want to thank the watchmen in this, like Vinnie Trump, Clay, and the rest of you guys, and Reggie. But I've never gotten out of my lane since I started with you guys here, because it's always been about the sanctity of life.
It is.
And, you know, the Board of Medicine, you know, when they came after me, it was kind of crazy. But they made me do these CMEs, continuing medical education.
Oh, yeah.
Those CMEs, and this is the bait and switch, you know, the Israel Christian bait and switch and all this crap that's going on right now. They got this death with dignity law, right? And it's basically allowing somebody to commit suicide because they don't want to be around, right? And they don't have to have a reason. Doctors make as much as $7,000, okay, to create the narrative that allows the person to take the drugs that they will kill themselves with. So it's all about the sanctity of life. If you guys are worried about world events, just look in your backyard. When you cross the street, you look at a Masonic temple. You know, they're everywhere, guys. I'm just telling you right now, the material world is not what you think it is.
But Paul, listen, here's what we miss. The church has been infiltrated by that as well. Your churches are not what they appear to be.
Yeah, but they've been trying to recruit me for a long time. I'm just too stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I gotta be careful because I know a lot of good, really, really good pastors. I do. I really do.
Coach,
I'm gonna tell you, the hierarchy of Christianity is so influenced by the devil, so infiltrated by the devil. You think, hey, you want to Google one? Google Southern Baptists and Masons. Google that one. Google that one. Southern Baptists and Masons, right? Nobody can serve two masters. Boy, I'm all over the place. But you're picking it up, aren't you, right? So understand as you look around, they call it television programming because they're programming you. Hey, Vinny, did you get that video of that performance, that devil performance last night? Hollywood. See, Hollywood is controlling everything. Hollywood. Well, it's one of Hollywood and the media. They're the ones that control everything. I don't know what the halftime show is going to be at the Super Bowl, but it'll be perverted. I promise you it'll be perverted. Don't know what it is because they're all reading from the same music. They're all chasing that almighty dollar. They're all serving somebody else, right? You with me? See what's going on? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. And so those of us whose eyes are awake, can I tell you the truth? You go to church with people whose eyes aren't awake. They have no clue. They have no clue about what's going on. Oh man, I wish I had 4 hours today. Tim, come on in.
So Romans 9 says not all Israel is Israel.
Wow. Are you anti-Semitic, Tim? Do you hate Jews, Tim? Because we love Jews here. We love them all, even those that the Bible said are not Jews. It didn't say that, didn't it?
Okay, what did Abraham discover? Well, he discovered Isaac, his son, in thy seed, the promise. So is that's what Israel is. It's the promise of Isaac. In thy seed.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness.
Last thing. Pupil of your eye, right? They said that? Well, that Hebrew word, eye, means pupil. And what it means is you bring like an apple so close to your eye, the reflection in your pupil is the eye. And Psalms says that you are a reflection. Psalms, God loves you so much that he draws you so close to him that you can see your face in the pupil of Jesus.
Oh.
Is that something?
It is something, man. Huh? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Hey, a lot of actors. Evil men have crept in unaware. I'm just quoting the Bible. I'm just quoting the Bible. And we have our elected officials say, if America is going to straighten out, we got to vote for Israel. I hope we do support Israel. I hope we do. But when I go in and cast my ballot, I vote for babies. Anybody vote for babies?
Boom. Mm-hmm.
I vote for traditional marriage. Somebody help me out here. Does Israel support gay marriage? Does the nation of Israel support gay marriage?
Isn't Tel Aviv the number one gay capital in the world?
Why, Bobby Darn. Arby Darn. Reggie.
Yeah, you said, hope you're still friends with me after, you started your show. You're not going to make friends the more you start speaking this.
Yeah, I know.
You're not. So I'm used to it. That's okay. Go back to Genesis and the seed of the serpent. I think the listeners know this much, but what they need to go a little bit deeper. Who are the actors at the beginning? They're the fallen. They've been acting on a stage of the world forever. And the seed, okay, so go back to Braveheart, the movie, when the king said that the problem with Scotland is there's so many Scots, we need to breed them out. They knew this. That's why it is about the egg, okay? So if they intermingle their seed with the divine seed, God's seed, they have this crazy notion that they're going to take God out by that time, but they have to suppress the divine. So Luciferians, when they do commingle the seed in the various ways, perverted ways they do it, they start from conception and they start to breed or torture out the divine so that the Lucifer will come forward higher, more prominent. So it goes on and on. All of Hollywood, and I do speak in generalities because I understand this, they are all blood contracted with Lucifer. They are the seed of Lucifer. They're all actors. Your politicians are actors. If you get limelight, if you get showcase, if you get a book, you're the seed. But many of them are programmed with that false Christianity. It's a program. It's like a little disc, right? And they know how to spit out and regurgitate the most pious personas, so their people believe them. And I'm sorry, but when you go to Reawakening, you've got so much of Lucifer seed in those little tours. You've got some true Christians in there, but you've got so much going on, and there's no way that anybody can speak about it in one show. It's just you got to think higher, think deeper.
George,
you talk about Hollywood, all of those people, all of the ones that make it in Hollywood and in the musical industry, they give attribute to the many names, the Rain Man. I found out Walter Veith, this guy, episode 71, Nothing Is As It Seems, shows you so is so clear, but I had no idea. The Rain Man, all of them say, who, Bob Dylan, I got to deal with the devil, he's being interviewed. Well, who does it deal with? The Rain Man, he says. That's who, that's the name.
Amen, George. Wow, this is so deep. This is so deep. Myra, quickly. Then Jack.
Yes, Coach. Thank you for reminding us that we live in a fake world, but we're reading 2 Corinthians 4:17, 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But
subject to change. Temporary. Subject to change.
But the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Thank Amen. You, Coach.
Amen. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, basically, Coach, we're just lazy. I mean, I applaud you for doing the cash Friday, but why don't we do credit only when it's essential and do everything in cash? Because it's so convenient. And oh, because
I'm trying to start a Friday. Everybody do it on Friday. Everybody do it on Friday. Rather than say everybody do it all the time, because they're not going to do it all the time,
them.
Right?
Right. That will break them. That will break them.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. And we don't, but we want to make sure we get our little cut, because I get air miles
for using my credit card to
buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks where they kill babies. Okay.
Yeah, like they're just real nice and they're giving it back to you, right? Just they're just going to give you a little bit back because they love you so much. Yeah,
and it's so convenient because you stand in line while people fiddle with their stupid card. Oh, here's the $20. See ya. Bye.
Amen. There's no record to it either, brother. Stephen, come on in. Then Dale.
Coach. Only thing I was just going to say, even Jesus recognized that he knew that the Pharisees were of Abraham, but they were the bondservant and were the promised seed. So which Israel are we talking about? So for me, I feel like if you're a Jew, you're inwardly a Jew because scripture speaks of that.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter anyway. Can I tell you the truth? Being a Jew doesn't have anything to do with anything anymore. He said, there is no Jew and there is no Greek. Why do we continue to focus on the Jew? Can somebody help me on that one?
Boom.
Help me out. Dale. Man.
Well, because Coach, there's only two races, those that are racing to heaven and those that are racing to hell. But talking about that seed, when we go to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, it's closing out in verse 17, and it says, and the dragon was wroth with a woman and went to make war. Let me say it again. Went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keeps the commandments of God and has the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's a battle, brother. It's a battle.
Amen. Dale, it's a battle. And look, I'm going to tell you this. This may be really anathema, maybe, right, huh? I love my grandchildren more than I love some grandchild in Israel. Sorry! Sorry! Mm-hmm. Sorry!
You ain't got to say you're sorry, Coach. You'd be sorry not to.
That's why I'd be worse than an infidel. I'd be worse than an infidel, the Bible says. Worse than one. Emma.
I just don't see any place in the whole of the 66 books where it says he unchose the people.
If what? He
didn't unchoose the Jews. That's my problem with not supporting Israel.
Oh, well, We're grafted in.
Yeah, Where's the
divorce? Where's the divorce?
Well, yes.
Romans says that he broke off the natural branches. Guess what? He broke them off.
So that's
Look, I don't support the government of Israel any more than I support the government of America. I don't support the government of America. Am I wrong? I don't know. I hear you, Emma. I think that's a struggle we all have. Dan, come on in.
Everything's already in place for a cashless society, pretty much worldwide. And they're orchestrating all the they're going to orchestrate a financial collapse, and then they're going to outlaw cash after it.
Amen. Yeah. That's coming. That's what the whole thing's been about.
Yeah,
it's all and been the, about that.
The Roman circus is the Super Bowl and stuff like that to distract people.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to finish. I'm out of time. Look, I'm going to say this for don't send me an email. Don't send me an email. Okay. I love the American people as much as I love the Jewish people. Am I allowed to say that?
Boom.
In my mind, the Jewish person isn't more worthy than the non-Jewish person. Jesus himself said, was it Jesus? It's Paul. No Jew, no Greek, no man, no woman, right? Nuh-uh. We are all equal at the foot of the cross. All of us are equal at the foot of the cross. Jesus Christ isn't sitting there and saying, oh, here, you get an extra check mark. You've got a Jewish lineage. Why? Here, by God, I'll give you 10 bonus points. How stupid are we? See you tomorrow.